Detective Steve McCallick. It's Saturday, April 15th. It's 12:53 hours. I'm here with... my understanding is you're a paramedic intern.
Yes.
With AMR. And I have this E number. Is that an EMT number?
That is my EMT license.
Okay. And it's... I have...
Sure. Card here.
Perfect. And... I want to talk to you basically about April 9th, about 6:30. There was a shooting that occurred on Ventura Street off of Palm in the city of Santa Paula. And how long have you worked with AMR?
I'm actually a student with Ventura College.
Okay.
And we're kind of contracted out to AMR to learn, like, is my preceptor, so I act as the paramedic, and he watches over what
okay.
I do. So,
okay. And how long have you been working with?
About a month.
Okay. And had you worked with any other ambulance companies prior to?
I worked for AMR in Los Angeles County for about 2 years.
Okay.
Prior to paramedic.
As an EMT?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Excuse me. So let's go back to April 9th, my understanding is your shift was working, so you were with yourself, and then was the supervisor?
Yes.
Now, does he work separate from you guys, but or is he part of your shift?
He's stationed out of this station, and he's usually on this shift, B shift,
okay.
But he doesn't, he's not attached directly to wherever we
okay.
go.
Got it. So if you guys respond, you will respond in ambulance together, the three of you, and he'll be separate?
Yeah, for bigger incidents like this, he responds, or
okay.
he's throughout the county supervising a bunch of other
okay.
units.
And my understanding is your guys' shift was from April 8th at 7 in the morning, and you were due to get off at 7 o'clock in the morning on April 9th,
yes.
correct? So can you just tell me where you were when you got the call and how you got the call on the 9th?
We had just gotten up.
Okay.
Usually get up about 6:15. We just got up. We were making coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the call via the radio.
Okay.
The tones go off, and we just headed down there.
Okay. Do you remember what the call was or what they said?
I believe it came out as a gunshot.
Okay. And so you got in the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall who was driving that morning?
I don't recall 100%. Usually it's a preceptor. He's the passenger, but I can't say 100%.
Okay. So it's possible she was driving?
Yes, most
okay.
likely she was
most
driving,
likely.
But
okay.
not 100% on that.
No problem. And once you arrived on scene, what happened? Can you tell me where you guys parked?
Just arrived first. Because he's able to get out quicker with his truck.
Okay.
We pulled up behind the fire engine.
Mm-hmm.
And we parked back there. Started heading up with his gear. We left our gear in the ambulance because he already had his and he's got all the paramedic stuff. We had
okay.
grabbed our gurney and started walking up towards the scene.
Okay. And I envisioned it, but I want to make sure I'm correct. You would have most likely been parked facing west on
yes.
Ventura Street then?
Yes.
Okay. And you walked up, and what did you see when you walked up?
There was the gentleman that had been shot on the ground. There was a Santa Paula PD SUV and some items on the ground. Next to the Santa Paula PD vehicle, there was a large, like, kitchen knife.
Okay.
There was some gloves that had been taken off on the ground by the victim. There was a handcuff key, some handcuffs, and a pocket knife.
Okay.
That was closed, like it had fallen out
okay.
of the pocket or something.
All right. That pocket knife, what color was that?
Do you recall? I don't recall,
okay.
to be honest.
But you said it was closed?
Yes.
It was not in an open position? Okay. And then you said the large kitchen knife?
That
Do you recall
was,
what color that looked, what it was?
I think it had a wood handle.
Okay.
That was further off by the vehicle.
Okay. How far from the body would you say that knife
was? 10, 15 feet.
Okay. And then what about the other items? Where were they in proximity?
They were much closer because as we were standing around the body, I had to watch that I wasn't stepping on them. So 8 to 10 feet.
Okay. And the large kitchen knife, what direction from the body would that be, do you think?
Oh.
If Ventura Street is east-west?
East-west. Northwest.
Okay. All right. And then what about the other items? What direction?
East.
Okay. And in what proximity to the police SUV was the body, would you say?
Probably about 10 feet directly behind it.
Okay.
Behind the trunk.
Okay. And my understanding was did most of the assessment of the body of the person?
Yeah, initially we, for the protocol, we assessed that he wasn't breathing.
Okay.
Said put the monitor leads on him just to verify that. In a traumatic setting, they have to have a rate of less than 30.
Okay.
If they have a wide complex rhythm like he did.
Okay.
And initially it was a little higher than 30, so we were considering, okay, are we going to transport? How long is it going to take to transport? Because if it's more than 20 minutes, then we don't usually work that and transport it. And then they printed out a strip. Mm-hmm. So rather than looking at the monitor, they printed out the paper strip, and it was less than 30, so that's when they called it.
Okay. And who would have done the pronouncement? Did.
Okay. Yes.
Did you know, what kind of injuries did you notice on the person on the ground? If any.
I definitely noticed the three gunshot wounds. We didn't want to disturb the scene too much, so we didn't flip him over, especially once we had assessed that we were going to pronounce.
Okay.
But we did cut the shirt up the side, avoiding any holes or blood. I think it was up his right side.
Okay.
There was one shot in the right abdomen, one just left of mid-sternum in the chest,
okay.
And then one a little bit higher up on the left chest.
Okay.
If I recall correctly, there was some blood on the left side of his face, but okay. I didn't manipulate his head too much to see if there was any cuts on his neck or anything. And then blood on his shirt as well, on the left side of his shirt.
And did you notice any injuries on his extremities anywhere?
I was honestly more distracted by the gunshots. I didn't look at his extremities.
And where manipulation came up, I understand that during treatment there may be some manipulation of the body. Do you recall what kind, if any?
We didn't manipulate that I recall at all, except to cut his shirt and inspect for further gunshots.
Okay.
And then I believe turned his head to the right to look on this side and then put it back to the approximate location that it was.
Was he rolled at all to check the back of his
not torso that I recall.
Okay.
No.
All right. And he didn't need to be moved anywhere from?
No. We left him exactly where he was.
Okay. He was right in the same location when you got there then?
Yes.
Okay. Did you hear any of the officers or civilians or anybody else on scene talk about what happened, or did you hear?
No, they were all very quiet about it. They just got our information, who we were, phone numbers, and that was about it.
Okay.
And then once we had determined that he was dead, we exited the scene because we didn't want to be messing stuff up.
Okay.
And that was pretty much it. Nobody really said much to us after that.
Okay. And the boots you're wearing today, are they the ones you were wearing that day? And do you know what brand they are?
Haix, H-A-I-X.
Okay. And what size are they?
Oh.
Twelve.
Okay. Perfect. So before I go today, I'll take photos of those. Is there anything else that you think we should know or that we might have heard or something we might need to follow up on?
No, there was just a very long blood trail that I noted.
Okay.
That we kept having to tell people to not step
where,
in.
Where was the long blood trail?
That would have been the north side of the street.
Okay.
Coming from, it looked like it continued from Palm. I never walked around to look at it, but it was in the street, just inside the street of the gutter.
Okay.
And it was continuous all the way from Palm down to like an alleyway. It looked like it continued that way, but we never walked down there.
The alleyway, are you talking, what direction would that
on
be?
On the north side of the street, right where the body was, his feet would have been facing towards the alleyway.
Okay, so the alley went north from Ventura
Street? Yeah, I think it was actually like into a parking area for the apartments over there.
Okay.
But there was quite a few drops of blood, like a consistent flow from some wound somewhere.
Okay.
Going down the street.
Okay. And you made sure you guys steered clear of it?
Yeah, we steered clear of it. There was a couple of deputies coming on scene after we had already determined that we had to, hey, watch out for the
pointed blood. It out.
Yeah, they weren't looking because they
weren't expecting it.
Yeah, they weren't expecting it all the way down there.
Okay. Very good. Well, I appreciate your good luck in the rest of your training. How much longer do you have?
Hopefully about a month.
Okay. And then once you finish that training, then?
Then it's on to certification exam and hopefully become a full-fledged paramedic.
Good deal. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.